God is good, and let us go to God in prayer. Good and gracious God, open your good and gracious word to us in the reading and proclaiming of your scriptures. May we know your will for our lives. May we feel the joy of your spirit present with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our second scripture reading continues from the book of Acts, the story of Pentecost, chapter 2, starting with verse 14, continuing on page 119 of the New Testament in your pew Bibles. Let us listen to the word of God. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens, in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. So here is what our confirmation students, who in just a little while will stop being confirmation students and instead be just bona fide members of the church, this is what they have to say about the Holy Spirit. These words are drawn directly from their faith statements. The Holy Spirit is a gift, and the Spirit is with us our whole lives long, from baptism till death. The Holy Spirit is how God is in us all, even in the darkest of times when we forget about God. The Holy Spirit empowers the good in all people. The Holy Spirit provides strength and comfort and helps to guide us. The Holy Spirit is how God follows you everywhere. These words testify to the truth of the Holy Spirit made known in the lives of these young people. And I hope in a minute you will see the Holy Spirit alive and well in them as they profess their faith and kneel before God to be confirmed and welcomed into the life of the church. It is fitting, and not a coincidence, that Confirmation Sunday falls on Pentecost Sunday, the day that Christians celebrate the coming of God's most Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. In Acts chapter 1, before Jesus has ascended into heaven, Jesus stood among his friends and disciples, and he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there instead. He told them, "John baptized with water, but soon you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." And sure enough, not too many days later, still in Jerusalem, together and celebrating Pentecost, the Jewish holiday, the Spirit came upon them indeed, and they were baptized by the Spirit. Each of these young people was baptized with water as an infant, and they grew up in the faith as it was taught and handed down to them by their church and their families. Their lives are full of the Holy Spirit. God's hand is evident in their lives in truly amazing ways. But on this day, the baptismal waters will take on a new meaning. The Spirit will move and come upon them and mark them in a new way. Just as the believers and followers of Jesus were transformed on that Pentecost day, so too, we pray, these young people and all of us gathered here, with Christians gathered across the earth celebrating Pentecost, will be transformed on this day. May we on this day be baptized once again by the Spirit. A few things that we need to know about being baptized by the Spirit from the Pentecost story. First, the Pentecost story is concerned with unity, with the whole and the entirety. Listen to the words as they begin in chapter 2. They were all together, all of them, in one place. And the sound that came rushing in from heaven filled the entire room. And tongues like fire appeared among them and rested on each and every one of them. Everyone was filled with the Spirit. The community that is baptized by the Spirit honors and recognizes that God's Spirit and power lies in each and every person. God's Spirit speaks and moves and lives and breathes in the young and old, the men and women, the leaders and those gathered, the ones who have been there forever and the ones who just showed up for this day. God's Spirit speaks and moves and lives and breathes in the ones who are filled with faith and the ones who still have many doubts, the ones who followed Jesus, the person, and the ones who just know him by name. God's Spirit speaks and moves and lives and breathes in the confirmed and unconfirmed alike, in the baptized and the unbaptized, the Jews and the Gentiles, the slaves and the free. There is absolutely no distinction made when it comes to God's Spirit. And it is that lack of distinction that distinguishes the faith community. To be baptized by the Spirit means to be a unified people. Two, the Pentecost story is also concerned about relationships. It is a story of God's presence made known in an intimate and up-close way so that we can continue to be in relationship not only with God, but with each other. The Spirit is manifest in the community's ability to speak their own languages and yet still understand each other. Their unity is made known through their diversity, not their homogeneity or their sameness. Through the Spirit, in relationship with one another, they are able to understand each other without learning new languages, without giving up what makes them uniquely them. Their differences are celebrated and treasured and valued. God meets them where they are and equips them to meet each other where they are too. So to be baptized by the Spirit is to be able to be uniquely you, knowing that God is in and through the things that make you you, your own language, your own gifts, your own learning style, your own maturity. They are all a part of how you know God. And to be baptized by the Spirit means that there is no one way to know God or to speak about God or to tell God's story. But there are as many ways to know God and speak about God and tell God's story as there are languages, ethnicities, and peoples. And to be baptized by the Spirit means to be in relationship with others, not by conforming to one way, but by celebrating, honoring, hearing, and making room for all the ways. Third, when the story starts, we find them all gathered together in one room. And by the time the story is over, they are sent out into the world. They have no choice but to leave the room and go out into the world to tell the story. They are compelled, they are sent, and they are equipped. The fear that keeps them huddled is transformed into the faith that sends them out. And so to be baptized by the Spirit means to be sent out into the world. When one is baptized by the Spirit, I dare say you know it not because of their church attendance record, although that helps, but rather because of their community attendance record. How and where and why have they shown up out there in their communities, in the world, and in their out-of-the-box places? I heard recently that part of what makes the church a unique institution is that it exists primarily not for the benefit of its members, but for the benefit and service of those beyond its membership. A church and a people that are out in the world is surely a church and a people that are baptized by the Spirit. Finally, and this is for me, honestly, the most challenging thing about being baptized by the Spirit. On Pentecost, to be baptized by the Spirit means to be awoken with joy. The church and those gathered, and even those outside who are drawn in by the noise, they are overtaken by the Spirit, and the sign of it is pure joy. They come alive, they wake up, and they breathe in absolute joy. On Pentecost, the day awakens with the kind of joy that can only be symbolized by wind and by fire, both of which are essential and chaotic. They are transformative and potentially dangerous. Wind and fire are both excellent sources of power, as is joy. This is the kind of joy that has power, the power to heal, the power to overcome, the power to enliven and awaken and chase us outside of our comfort zones with laughter and confidence and even dancing. It's the kind of joy that children sing about. Mrs. K knows it well. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I've got the, you know it? Okay. I'm not feeling it. It's the kind of joy that makes our cups overflow. It's the kind of joy that brings us together, strengthens our relationships, and ultimately sends us out with strength and courage and confidence for work that will not always be easy or joyful. And so to be baptized by the Spirit means to be a joyful people. Not just on Pentecost Sunday, but on each and every Sunday the Spirit shows up, which, if we believe what the gospel tells us, is every single Sunday, and not just Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. So here are some questions. What does that kind of joy look like in your own life? What makes that kind of joy scary for you? What holds you back from awakening with that kind of joy within you? What stifles your expressions of joy? What makes it difficult to embrace such joy? What activities bring you that kind of joy? What relationships bring you that kind of joy? To know the answers to these questions is to know where God's Holy Spirit is alive in your life. It is to know where the Holy Spirit is calling you to be, and to know what the Holy Spirit, or who the Holy Spirit, is calling you to be. I know for me, some days it's easier to name and deal with the reality of pain and hardship, both in my own life and in the lives of others. It is easier to do that than to remember that even in the face of such pain, we are given the gift of joy. As I said in my sermon last week, love and sorrow go together. And it's not that the joy erases the pain or that the love erases the sorrow. It's just that they are both there, both available to us at all times, and both essential to the life of faith. To be baptized by the Spirit gives you the ability to embrace and hold both the highs and the lows of your lives. Gives you the ability to know that God is present in both and to hold both the joy and the sadness together, giving each its due and proper place. If you've seen Disney's Inside Out movie, then you've already learned this lesson. There is trouble when you try to keep sadness apart from joy. And on this Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church and the celebration of the coming of the Spirit, it is proper and right that this is a day to awake with joy. To all of our confirmation students, I want to thank you for the gift of your joy. You make joy known in laughter. You are quick to play and to kid and to be silly with one another. You make joy known in brightly colored crosses taped to the ceiling and in mischievous attempts to get Dunkin' Donuts into the classroom. You make joy known in your commitment to learning, no matter how boring the lesson might seem at first. You make joy known in your relationships. You have taken the time to get to know one another and your teachers and to celebrate each other. You make joy known in your creativity, expressed in art and in words and in wit and in questions. You make joy known in your service, constantly pushing yourselves to think beyond the needs and wants of your own lives to the needs and wants of others. And today, you will make joy known by your faith, kneeling before God, humbling yourselves, and putting your trust in a God that remains beyond our knowing and yet so fully known in the words of Scripture, which continue right out of the pages of the Bible and right into the pages of your lives. And also, to the Urban Promise Fellows, I want to thank you for the gift of your joy made known in song and story. Your joy is manifest in your eagerness to tell and sing the story of God at work in the world and in your lives. You share joy by bringing the good news of joy alive in your home countries and communities. You share joy by being a source of joy for others, particularly for children and youth and young people. You make joy known with your service to others and in your commitment to love and serve God. You bring joy to us by sharing what makes you uniquely you, your languages, traditions, and songs, not molding them to our norms, but gifting them to us that we might better know the kind of unity and diversity made possible in and intended by God. And to each of us, let us give thanks for the gift of the Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday by letting that Spirit awaken us with joy. For where our joy is, there too God's Spirit must be. God, we pray that you would baptize us by the Spirit on this day, gather us together as a unified people, meet us where we are, God. Help us to honor our diversity and send us out to tell your story. Make us a joyful people for the sake of your kingdom come. Amen.